And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Well, Coach, I know the opener, as far as the result goes, not what you and the kids wanted, but just talk about the way the kids have maybe bounced back from that. Have you been pleased with the effort now that you've seen in practice after that opening week?
Yep. You know, at times we did some really good things in our home opener, and but we just made some errors, especially the turnover part, which that really changed the game, I believe. We got to really take care of the ball, and we watch tape and see what we did wrong, and we got to clean those things up, and we worked on it in practice, and the kids just got to make the necessary changes to secure the ball and put ourselves in a better position to compete.
Carly, I know you got down early, especially in that first quarter, but, boy, you had to be pleased with the fight that your kids showed after getting down. You could tell the kids just never gave up and really did some good things after that opening quarter.
Yeah, you know, we gave up 22 points in that opening quarter. Like, they scored on a safety, a snap over the head, and scored on a couple turnovers we had, which always are huge, but then into third, and fourth quarter, I mean, our defense did pretty good. We held them under like 35 yards of offense, so that was really good. And we just offensively, we moved the ball. We'd have a penalty or something. We have to clean those things up if we want to be successful.
You talked about, as you said, cleaning some things up, and I know that has to do with consistency. What is the key there for creating consistency? Is it repetition in practice, or just what are the keys to help that get better?
To me, it's repetition, practice, and then just being aware of yourself and what you do, you know. So if you can be consistent in practice and then be aware of it in the game, it's just it comes down to the kid really just being aware and taking care of it and doing the things that we practice and prepare to do.
Coach, I thought your young quarterbacks at times really did some good things for you. You rotated them in and out with each play, an opportunity, I'm sure, for you to talk to them on the sideline. Talk a little bit about the way they graded out and moving forward with your two young quarterbacks.
Yeah, I thought both quarterbacks did a good job. I think both threw the ball really well, which is a plus. They got rid of the ball in time, didn't hold on to it too long. Running the ball, I thought they both did a good job there. At times, we made some really good reads on sprint option and pitched it when we needed to and tucked it up and ran when we were supposed to. So, and then with them, it's both just got to secure the ball and take care of it don't give up any turnovers on that part.
Coach, talk a little bit about some of your other young players. I mean, we were calling sophomores, even freshmen.
Yeah.
About, you know, getting through that opening week, and they look like a group that's just going to continue to grow and understand the situation and assignment as you move forward.
Yeah, we started a freshman at linebacker and at tight end, and he did a good job. Did a lot of things right, watched film, and all the things that we pointed out, he can correct, and just got to make a conscious effort to do that, and I think he will. He's a hard-working kid, so Franson, boy, he'll do that. And then start some sophomores on the line, Dag and Dalby and Croy Watson and those kids, and they did a good job blocking at times, and they just got to get their eyes up, some things we've seen on film, and recognize the front and where they're stepping and what foot they're stepping with, and that gets them in position to make those blocks. So, and then in the back end on defense, we started quite a few young kids, Cash Kleb and Cooper White and those kids back there on defense, and they did a good job, and they're going to get better, and the experience they gain is just going to help them.
Coach, I know line of scrimmage is always key, and I thought during the course of that game, the line of scrimmage started to shift in your favor as the game went on. Was that kind of some adjustment that you guys made as coaches? Was it more execution or kind of a combination thereof?
You know, at halftime, we didn't change much. It was just, I think we started the game for some reason unsure of ourselves, and The only thing we talked about halftime was being aggressive and being physical and getting after it. And then after half, you've just seen a change. And as the game went on, our kids just got, I think they just got more comfortable. So it was their first time competing, and for some of them, and I think it took them a while to get going. And it was unfortunate that we gave up those early points and not able to make it a tighter game.
Coach, let's talk about your opponent for Friday night. That's Ogallala. You go out west for a battle of the Indians. As you look at them, what are some things that stick out, and what will be the keys for Broken Bow?
You know, Ogallala is a good team. They had a tight game last week. Their offense wasn't clicking, but we need to be ready. Last year, we looked at last year's film against them and what they did to us, and then watched their game this year and how they might attack us. So we just prepared that way. They got a good running back, and their linebackers all fly to the ball. So we got to get a hat on a hat and get those guys blocked if we want to move the ball up front. So I think they're a good team, and they're 0-1 like us, and they're going to be looking to get a win too. So I think the team that comes out and executes and will be the team that gets the win.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you each and every week. We always appreciate you taking the time, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Yep, I appreciate it. Thanks.